Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, January the 24th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another important show scheduled for you today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my sisters, I want to introduce, the schedule, if you will, for 2018 pay-per-view series. And I also want to offer you the opportunity to take advantage of a huge discount on the series that I'm offering for this year. This year will be totally different from any year that I've ever done, because this year everything is going to be otherworldly. We'll put it that way. This year, brothers and sisters, I want to go through each of the 12 series that I'm going to be doing this year. You guys know that each series is 7 hours. Now, I may do more, but these are the 12 topics that I really want to focus on for this year. And I want to make, again, the offer, especially to my life management system members, because I want to make sure that you guys get the best discount. And now is the opportunity to take advantage of that opportunity, in addition to the 167 Club, which is the ability to take advantage of or to join the life management system, in addition to what I talked about today in a short life optimization specialist or my life management specialist class, where I advised everybody and talked about what we're going to be talking about a little bit more later on, which is destiny profiling, where everybody will be trained to be a destiny profiler. That, again, is going to be the new sales funnel. So we'll be doing free destiny profiling, and the life optimization chart or circle will start charging $49 for that. The Dear Kinnear report now is going to be divided into a basic Dear Kinnear report, which is $149, and the advanced report that we have right now will stay at $300. But, again, we'll talk about that later on this week. But today I want to go over the 12 shows that I'm doing in 2018, and I want to offer everybody a huge, huge opportunity. This, again, is the opportunity for you to get all 12 of the series. Now, again, for the non-members of the club, the series normally costs $1,000, $1,200. It's $100 times 12 months. Or 12 shows. So if you were to pay it regularly, you would pay out, $1,200. That's what if you paid in full. Now, if you pay early, obviously, you get, which a lot of people register early, so you usually get a 50% discount because I sell it at $49. So you get all 12 series for $600 throughout the entire year. What I'm offering today for non-members of the life management system, if you're a non-member of the life management system, you can actually take advantage of what I am offering for the entire year and get all 12 shows for $300. Now, let me say that again. And let me go through the 12 shows so that way you're understanding what you have before you today. So you can take advantage of all 12 or get all 12 shows that I'm going to be doing this year, which is information that you cannot find on the internet and which is information that I've never shared. And if you are a club member, if you're a paid member of the life management system, or you're current and up to date on all your payments with the life management system, now you know that your cost is usually $25 for each one of the series. You multiply that out, that comes out to $200 for the entire year. And what I'm offering today for the members of the life management system was you guys can get the entire 12 series instead of paying $300 if you pay the $25 for each of the shows. You get the entire series for half of that, which is only $150. So for $150, again, you can take advantage or get access to something that would normally cost you $1,200. Or if you are a member of the Life Management System, it will cost you $300 for the shows if you paid it out over time, versus if you paid in full up front, it's $150. So for $150, what does that include? Or if you're not a Life Management System member, you get it for $300. What does that include? Well, we're going to start off talking about reincarnation and resurrection. After that, and then that is a topic within itself. Because it's very interesting, because I know I was always taught, this one word, reincarnation, is very interesting. And so that word I was taught is not in the Bible. That isn't that what you were taught? So we need to break down this word reincarnation. Because if everybody quotes the scripture, it is counted unto man once to die and then the judgment. And so that's what I was taught as a believer. And I was taught about the resurrection, the second coming of Christ. And at the second coming of Christ, the resurrection would take place. And that was going to be a rapture. And during the rapture, he would come in clouds from the sky and new Jerusalem, new heaven, new earth, and, you know, the traditional information. And that's what I was taught. And everybody that I know, especially from a traditional Christian perspective, was taught the same thing. So we need to break down, as I talked about just a little bit, when I did the series or the show on the true destiny of mankind. So I'm going to introduce the lost doctrines of Christianity. And in these lost doctrines, we're going to talk about something that has not been, that is not shared, I should say. And that is this understanding of the word re and then the word incarnate. Because we first need to understand, again, what is the true destiny of mankind, which is to be a son. That's our destiny, to be a son. God is creating sons. He's making sons. And so without understanding this concept of why mankind, or kind of man, is the creation in the image of God, and even the lesser gods, because the lesser gods are still made in the image of the bigger God. And I quoted something, which I will be speaking from, the gospel of the Sophia of Jesus Christ. Now, again, we're just talking about the first series. We still got 11 more to go. So the first series, you're getting your money's worth. So that's why I'm only doing this up until the 27th, 28th, whatever Sunday's date is. I thought about doing it through the first, but this is too good of an offer, so I would probably just go through Sunday. We'll go through, say, the 28th, 29th. I don't know. I may extend it out to the 31st. I'm not sure. As of right now, we'll go through the 28th, which is this Sunday. So you're going to get access to all 12 of the 7-hour series for the 75% off. If you're a non-member, it's $300. If you are a paid member, it's $150. Then you're done for the whole year. Every time I do a pay-per-view, one of these 12. Now, if I do something outside of one of these 12, which I may do, you still get the regular price. And I always give a discount for the members of the Life Management Club anyway. So you still get it at the $25. But this idea of understanding that every one of us, again, from the moment of our breath or life on earth, that is a incarnation. That has set you on a path where your ultimate destiny is to return back to one of the shows that I'm going to be doing, which is called Photon Physics Light Injection, which is show number 2. So you are on a path to return back to your physics state of light that has been injected into matter. This is what is talked about in James 3 when it says all good light gifts come down from the Father of lights. And so it also says you can only go back to heaven if you came down from heaven. We're going to break that down. That's in one of the other ancient texts. And so it is with this understanding that we will be able to break down the first two, really three series, because the next series after we do reincarnation and after we do photon physics light injection, we're going to talk about photon fusion, where it talks about this in Ephesians chapter 2, where it talks about the two seeds that are far off will come together to create one new man, which is series number 4, quantum fusion. So there is a fusion, nuclear fusion, if you will, but this is on a quantum level, which is off the globe. So there is a God above the God of the universe, which we're going to be talking about during the series. So let me read a quote from one of, and I posted this, this is a part of the intro. And now remember, every life path member and every life management, I said life path, but life management member and every life management specialist, normally for everything that's not included inside of the life management system, that's $25 every time you do a show. If you multiply that out, again, that comes out to $300. So if you make that payment today, that's, we cut it in half for you. That's only $150, and you're done for the entire year. You never have to worry about, you get these 12 shows for free. If you're not a member, again, the normal cost would be $1,200. We cut that, again, in half. That would be $600. For you, we even give you a further discount of cutting it down another 25%. It's only for 75% off. That is only up until this Sunday. That's it, because I'm giving it away at $300. So $300, just the first series alone is worth that amount. So, again, we're talking about the first show we're doing, 7 hours. I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify reincarnation. So you've been incarnated so that way you can resurrect. We're going to break that down. To resurrect to what? To return back or to be a photon light injection, meaning that you must be this light before you exit this earth. You must have what they call photon fusion that it talks about. We call it salvation, but on a biblical, on a scientific level, it's called photon fusion because Jesus says, I am light. He says, I am the light of the world. That word light means fossil, and fossil means photon. So when you fuse photon, you get what it talks about in Ephesians chapter 2. One new man. That result is the combination, again, of understanding light and neurons. So your neurons now run off of electricity. Your body runs off of blood. Now your neurons and your body are going to run off of light. You're going to have the same body, except your physical blood is going to be replaced with God's light or his love. Man, I don't know if y'all understand. The Bible says we're going to have a glorified body. So we're going to be talking about, I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify quantum fusion induction state. The induction state is the light state. So your body right now, flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of God, but light can. So now you're going to be a light being. And so the blood that is running through your veins, the mass that is contained on your bones is going to be replaced. It's going to be replaced through the process of what is called spiritual synthesis. That is the sixth series that we're going to be doing this year. The same way green blood runs through plants, the same way, again, liquid blood, or remember, blood is congealed light. Blood is dumbed down. Blood is slowed down. Inside of your blood, you have quartz crystals. You go to Google and look it up. It talks about inside of your blood, there's quartz. Those are amplifiers. They're light amplifiers. So your blood is congealed light. So now we're going to speed your blood back up until it returns back to light. That's called spiritual photosynthesis. I'm going to break all that down and how that goes. The same thing that happened on the Mount of Olives, we're going to break that down during show number 6 for this year. This is 2018. These are the 12 shows that I'm doing in 2018. You have the opportunity between now and today, if you're a club member of the Life Management System and you paid in full or you're in good standing, for $150, you get all 12 shows. That would normally cost you, again, $300 because you're paying that $25. If you're not a member, you can get all 12 shows for $300. That would normally cost you $1,200 or $1,200. So it's a great deal. Then we're going to break down your advanced fractal antenna. And we need you to understand, because right now you have this antenna, but you're not utilizing it. This is how you communicate with the Father or the Pitar. Now, this is what the world calls, this is what the Archons called, again, the Ascension or Kundalini magic or the pyramid or middle fire. But it is actually your spiritual antenna. And so there is something that is limiting the ability of your spiritual antenna. We're going to break that down. That's show number 7. So again, show number 1, we're talking about reincarnation and resurrection, how the true destiny of mankind, what it is, and how we have never, I've never heard this taught in Christian circles, nowhere on no planet. And so no one, to my knowledge, has done this show that it talks about in Romans chapter 8, verse 4. For it says there are many that are led. Notice how you start. There are many that are led. They're not pushed. They're led. They're not controlled. They're led. Many are that are led by the Spirit of God. They are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirits of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption. You've been adopted, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Romans 8:16. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God right now. Not tomorrow, right now. Romans 8:17. And if we are children, then we are heirs. And if we are heirs, we are heirs of God and joint heirs of Christ. So you are an heir of God and you are a joint heir with Christ. That lets you know that as an heir, you, whatever God got, you got. And then joint. So whatever Jesus is going to receive or Christ is going to receive, you are going to receive because you're a joint heir with Christ, but you are an heir with God. That's how, again, you resurrect. That's why you're on this earth. But then it goes on and says that, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. So we're going to be glorified together with him. That is the resurrection, because you got to be here with him to be glorified together. Verse 18, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. So let me make sure you understand what that brief verse is expressing, exposing, and expanding to you today. So what do children become when they grow up? As I always say, the offspring of a thing grows up to be like a thing. It grows up to be like the thing. And so that is our true destiny, to be like God. So we are being resurrected to be right, to be like God. And so now the question coming in, what I'm going to be breaking down is how that is done. And that is done through what is called light injection. You've been injected with light. We have this treasure hidden in earthly vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. And that's the second series. We're going to break that down. We're going to jump into James chapter 3 that talks about the Father of lights. And we're going to talk about all good light come down, all good gifts come down, and he's benevolent. We're going to talk about how he injected his light into your physical body. Light is photon, and that created show number 3, which is photon fusion. And we can read about it in Ephesians chapter 2 if you want to get ahead of the game, where it talks about the two seeds, the two lights that are far off. They're going to come together and do quantum fusion. They're going to fuse together into one light and be a part of the induction. Let this mind, you're going to be inducted into the kingdom of God. This is going to be done through changing the neurons. The neurons are the peptides inside the body. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So the way you think is going to be changed in a twinkling of an eye. I love the way it says it again in the Sophia of Jesus, which, let me read a brief clip. It says, I came from first who was sent, that I might reveal to you. Now, this is Jesus talking, and this is very important that we understand. He said, I came from the first who was sent, that I might reveal to you him who is from the beginning. Because of the arrogance of the arc begotter. So the Ark Vidatas are the Ark Arms. Those are the deities that you call God today. So there is a God that is above the universe that no one, or very few, let me rephrase that, overstands. So in, now remember the word Sophia means wisdom. So in this book called the Sophia of Jesus Christ, now, there's very few books that was written by Jesus Christ. Everything else was written by the disciples or by third party or second party. This is straight from the horse's mouth. He says, this is where I came from. And he says, he who is from the beginning because of the arrogance of the Archbishop and his angels. So Jesus is here to correct something that was done out of arrogance, cockiness, ego. He says, and his archangels, he says, since they say about themselves that they are gods. So in the Sophia of Jesus Christ, which I recommend that you read, Jesus explains to you what's going on this earth. There are gods here that ain't God. They're acting like God. They're walking around like God. They're receiving the worship as God. You worship them. Most folks I know worship them, but they ain't God, according to Jesus. Then he says, and I came to remove them from their blindness. Now notice the gods that are acting like gods, they don't know they're acting like gods. It's interesting, as I've been saying for 20 years, people who control are themselves controlled, but they don't know they're controlled. So the problem is the fact that the people that control, they don't know they are themselves controlled. People that possess, they don't know that they are themselves possessed. People that hurt, they don't know that themselves they've been hurt. People that molest, well, they do know they've been molested. But people do what they've been trained to do, usually at birth. So in the Sophia of Jesus, he's on the scene, and this is a part of, again, show number 5, as I break down how to change the neuropeptides in your body. So I'm going to give you the biology and the scriptures and the biblical text. He says that, and I came to remove from their blindness, to remove you. So how can you make a blind man see? The Bible says that this world is the blind leading the blind. It says the blind leads the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. So photon, which means Yahushua, physics of light injection, that's what we're going to be doing for 2018. This is who you truly are. There's no Reverend Dr. Bishop that's probably will be able to express, expose, and expand this. There's a few. Ain't very many. And so it continues in the gospel of Sophia of Jesus Christ. I came to remove them from their blindness, that I might tell everyone about the God who is above the universe. I don't know about you, my brother. I don't know about you, my sister. That's the God I serve. The God that is above the one that is of the universe. Now, that's contrary to most people's theology, I understand. But when you read the books that I've read, and you encounter this, you know, and you get on your knees, and you experience the presence that I've experienced, trust me, there'll be no doubt in your mind. It says, and it continues, therefore tread upon their graves, humiliate their malicious intent, break their yoke, and arouse my own. Now, he's telling you, my brother, he's telling you, my sister, break their roots. So people ask me all the time, Brother Will, you know, but you don't be doing, you do this, you curse, you know, you don't tithe, or you don't do this, that, and other. No, I don't do that. But I serve the God above the universe. But I read books that wasn't written by dead men. Now, in the Essene Gospel of Peace, it tells you that. It says, don't read dead books written by dead men. It says, read the living book that was written by the living God. What's the living book? That's you. You're made up of letters. It's called your DNA. And what was you made by? You was made by a God. The God I serve is living. He ain't dead. So I read the living book, The Biology of the Temple. I got a book that talks about the book. I recommend you read both. So I read the living book that was written by the living God. That's why I got a living relationship. It's not dead. I don't read dead books written by dead men. Because you won't be able to tread upon their graves. or humiliate their malicious intent and break their yoke and arouse your own. It's not until you turn your back on tradition that you experience truth. I did it on January the 1st of 2009. I've been a free man ever since. Praise him. I don't know if y'all understand. Then it goes on and says, I have given you authority over all things as sons of light. Oh, man. Woo! Help me, Holy Ghost. I'm about ready to fly on up out of here. Let me calm down for a little bit. I'm getting too excited. See, brothers and sisters, I don't know, man. When you get to the place where you understand who you are, you don't give a flying banana what nobody else thinks. Because God endows you. Now, it tells you this in the Gospel of Thomas, which I will be reading from a lot during this year. Because you get dunamis power. Now you got voltaire in your voice. And so when you speak, demons tremble, not because of you, but if you watch The Lion King, it's because of Mufasa. It's because of now you got your daddy with you. See, when I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I don't feel no evil because my daddy is with me. I ain't got no power, but he does because he's above the universe. Everybody else is inside the universe. He's above it. So I'm a son of light. Who are you? See, I have been given authority over all things because I am a son of light, because I freaking come from light, homie. Now, I need you to understand that, because that's contrary to your theology, because that leads us to show number 8, which I will be breaking down, as in the days of Noah. The title of that series, which we'll be doing later on in the year, is CRISPR-9 and Genetic Engineering, to try to put out your light. Oh, yeah, they got chemtrails, they got fluoride, they got genetically modified organisms, they got bullshit, they got mumbo rap, they got everything. They're trying to put out your light, homie. They're doing a damn good job. Because all you got is just a little bit of flicker left. But if you hang out with me, if you listen to these shows, trust me, because it ain't me. It's the Word of God. The Word of God is alive, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, has the ability to divide spirit, soul, joint, marrow, and is the son of the thought, tenth of the heart. Hebrews 4:12. Then it continues. I even got to the good stuff. In the book, The Sophia of Jesus Christ, it says, I have given you authority over all things as sons of God, that you might tread, that means walk on them, on their power with your feet. Come on, somebody. I feel like preaching a little bit, but I'm a teacher. Let me digress. See, you tread upon, so when the devil brings problems and he shows up every day and knocks on my door, yo, Brother Will, got some problems for you, homie, here you go. And he just waits to see if that's going to be an energy shift or some kind of emotional concern. Not over here. I have something called emotional management, which is what I talk about in teaching about the life management system. It's very important because it continues to read inside the gospel of the Sophia of Jesus Christ. These are the things the blessed Savior said, and he disappeared from them. Then all of the disciples were in great, ineffable joy in the Spirit from that day on. See, from January the 1st of 2009, I've been in that same spirit of ineffable joy. So the devil comes and he sends events, sends people, sends shiznits into my life to try to put out my joy. It ain't happening. Because it says from that day on, they had this ineffable joy. And his disciples began to preach the gospel of God, the eternal, imperishable spirit. That's what I preach. Now, the gospel of God is different from the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ comes from God. Now, I know what you're thinking. Other people tell me all the time, well, Brother Will, Jesus Christ is God incarnate. Absolutely, so are you. What does that mean? That means you got the offspark. That means God put himself inside of you. And he's operating as you, and he's manifesting himself through you. That's why Jesus said, when you see me, you've seen the Father. Because me and my Father are one. That brings us down to show number 9, which we're going to be talking about, which is the true quantum destiny of mankind. Now, in that series number 9 that I'll be doing that year, I'm going to be doing 9 and 10 are very important. Because show number 9, I'm going to break down the true quantum destiny that overrides everything that we've been taught, which gets us into the quantum fusion induction state. That means that this nucleic editing that is taking place is going to be replaced with something called a nucleotide synthesis. So scientists now are being baffled because we're in the age of the water bearer, and so water is being poured out upon, as the Bible says, that knowledge will increase in those days. And it is. And so now scientists can't figure it out because people's DNA are changing. And so people's nucleic acid or the nucleotide inside of each cell, inside of the chromosomes, and inside of each of the cells that contains chromosomes, there is a synthesis that's taking place. This, again, is creating show number 11. So all of this deals with your true destiny, where you're going. So let's break this down. Let's go back to the Sophia of Jesus Christ. And in this, it breaks down something that's very, very, very important. It says, "Then Bartholomew said unto him, how is it that he was designated in the gospel man and son of man? To which of them, then, is this son related?" So that Bartholomew is asking the question. Because if you go up a little higher, and let me read, actually let me go ahead and read it. A little higher, Matthew is asking a question. And then Bartholomew asks another question. So a little higher, Matthew says unto him, "Lord, Savior, how was man revealed?" So Matthew is asking this question of Jesus or the Savior. And he says, the perfect Savior said unto Matthew, "I want you to know that he who appeared before the universe in infinity is self-grown, self-constructed, or is the self-grown, self-constructed Father, being full of shining light and ineffability, or ineffable. In the beginning, when he decided to have his likeness, avatar, become a great power," that'd be Jesus Christ, "immediately the principle or the beginning of that light appeared as immortal, androgynous man. That through the immortal, androgynous man, they," me and you, "might attain their salvation and awake from their forgetfulness through the interpreter who was sent, who is with you until the end of the poverty of the robbers." So somebody robbed you of something. Let's take this in reverse. Now remember, you take the truth, turn it upside down, put it in reverse. So let's reverse it. So the poverty of the robbers. So somebody robbed you, me, and as such, we're spiritually paupers. And because of that, something that was sent, because we've forgotten something, to help us return or to attain salvation through the immortal androgynous man of or from the beginning, who has great power, that's in the likeness of the self-constructed and the self-grown infinity that is before the universe. Now, Hopefully that made a little sense, but if it didn't, let me continue reading. And his consort, or consort, I said excerpt, S is consort, his consort, that means mate, is the great Sophia, who from the first was destined in him, or destined, D-E-S-T-I-N-E-D. This is where my theology, these books, the just these books, but a lot of these books that verifies what I already knew in my gut, along with scripture, to lead me to a deeper understanding. And so it says that Sophia was first destined in him for union by self-begotten father from immortal man, who appeared as first and as divinity and kingdom for the father, who is called man, self-father, revealed this. And he created a great eon, an age, whose name is Ogdon, from his old majesty. It's spelled Og, O-G, and then Doan, D-O-A-D, which is another name, again, for what they call the missions, which, again, I'm going to be breaking down in the series. Now, what does all of this mean? What am I saying all of this for? Well, the next chapter explains it a little bit. It says, he was given great authority. He ruled over all of the creations of poverty. He created gods and angels, and he created archangels. He created myriads without number. From that light and the tri-male spirit, triune spirit, tri-male, three male. That's why, again, we get the Hebrew language. That is all male. All consonants, no female, no vowels, which is that of Sophia, his consort. For from this God originated divinity and kingdom. Therefore, he was called God of gods and King of kings. First man has his unique mind within and thought, just as he is in it, his thoughts. So this book is explaining, again, how the Lord Savior and how was man revealed. How was the man aspect revealed inside of the Lord that we call the Savior, his humanity? It's explaining the self-grown, self-construct of Jesus Christ and his title of God of gods and King of kings. Now, it's interesting to me because the term that Matthew asks is this. Matthew asks the Father, how is it that he was designated the man and son of man? To which of them then is this son related? So Matthew is asking him, why is he called son of man or man? That explains the man, the masculine, the humanity, the first man that came from divinity. He said he originated from divinity and the kingdom. That is why he is called the God of gods. That is why he's called the King of. So when I am talking to people that are high-ranking viceroys and Freemasons and members of some elite skull and bones and cross, all these other societies who don't believe in the divinity of Jesus Christ, it's because of the plethora of books that I've read that are like this one, that are called the Apocrypha books. Now, it's also inside of the Bible, but the Apocrypha books gives more meat, which is why, again, I am offering this year talking about the deeper stuff using physics and science, because people have a problem with the Apocrypha or things that's outside of the Bible, because the Apocrypha books and biology is in the Bible. So it's very important because we're going to read from, again, a book called Bell and the Dragon that breaks down a lot of the Babylonian and the prophecies of Daniel that are now manifesting in the earth. And it's very important because that book, again, along with most of the other books that I will be reading from this year, are not canonized books. But those books have a deep effect on the nucleus that limits what is called, which is show number 11, Christ positioning and Christ entanglement. Now, the word Christ and the word quantum are interchangeable for me. Let me say that again. The word Christ and the word quantum are interchangeable. So in quantum physics, there's something called quantum superpositioning. In physics, there is something called quantum entanglement. So we're going to break down that so that way you can have a deeper understanding of Gagu. So in my book, The Standard, I break down the 10 omnis that make up what we call God. Now, in the Bible, there's only 3 omnis. He's omnipresent, he's omnipotent, and with all power, all knowing, all present. Omni just means all. So there's 7 other omnis that we break down. That's found in physics, and it's also found in the God, the grand or the God Almighty Grand Unification Theorem that was developed by Dr. Gabriel Yibo. So we're going to break that down in show number 11 when I talk about superpositioning. That's you. That is the principle of what they call the nucleotide synthesis. That simply means that it can be mathematically verified that all elements in the universe are composed of a fundamental building block called hydrogen, or the hydrogen. That is on the atomic scale, or the atomic element, or the atomic number of 1. That is the only particle. In the Egyptians, it's called the roaring waters of Nun, N-U-N, or Nun. So the Egyptians were saying the same thing that science is saying. They're saying the same thing that the Bible is saying. When it talks about you must be born of the water and the spirit, flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So we must break down your new positioning that entangles you with the Father. This series is going to be one of the most profound series when it talks about your superpositioning in Christ along with your entanglement with Christ. You are already entangled with him due to the origins of this thing called water that you are 80% made up of, which is hydrogen. So we're going to break again that down, which gets into what they call the wave carbon hydrogen particles, or how your neutrons or the neurons inside the body are going to be, quote-unquote, changed, for lack of a better term. And then show number 12, the last one, and then I'll be doing other shows, but this is the primary 12 that comes with the sale or the series where you can take advantage of it from now until Saturday. For members of the Life Management Team, it only costs you $150. For everybody else, it's $300 to get access to all 12 shows. Last, we're talking about something that's profound for me, which is spiritual acoustics. And I will be breaking down a little bit more of the spiritual acoustics, would also tie into what I talked about this morning inside the training class, Destiny Profiling. So I can use acoustics, sounds, or letters to profile or to find your destiny. So spiritual acoustics is the sound that spirit makes. Now, this is extremely important. So this last series that I'll be doing this year is going to break down your acoustics. So everybody has this. Now, I talked about, again, how to become a destiny profiler, so that way you can help, not only you can profile yourself, but also your family members by taking the 4 letters and then talking about the 2 letters that make up those 4 letters. I'm saying letters, I mean numbers. The 4 numbers, and then the 2 numbers that make up those 4 numbers, and how you integrate them to get a sound or a frequency or a wave or a vibration. Nobody has the same acoustics. We are all acoustically different. So what is your acoustics? So acoustics is the properties, again, that determine how sound is transmitted. Let me say it again. Acoustics is the properties. It's the house. It's the body. It's the building. It's the temple that determines how sound is transmitted or travels. It's not sound. It determines how sound. Acoustics is the part of the physics that help you understand, again, how things trans or amplified. It breaks down travel. Now, some people call this the macabre. But we want to look at it from, a scientific perspective as well as a biblical perspective. This is how you are going to move around, if you will, in the spirit realm. This is spiritual acoustics. It pertains to your spiritual organ, your new body, your glorified body. This is how you are arranged so that way, again, you do what they call in the New Age world, or what they call, astral projection or time travel or remote viewing or some of these other terms that's been thrown around. So notice that when I was reading from the Sophia of Jesus, he was talking to them and then poof, he just disappeared. And so how did he do that? Well, we're going to talk about that because it pertains to or is broken down to the word that means to mark or to perceive or to hear. It means notice, the ability to observe. So spiritual acoustics is the ability to observe spirit, the ability to quote unquote see, observe, understand spirit. So what we are spiritual profilers. Everybody's a life management specialist. By the end of 2018, you're going to be a spirit profiler, which is a destiny profiler, which is a diakonia profiler, which is your superpositioning. So you're a superpositioning profiler. You tell people what their superposition and their entanglement based upon the nucleotide synthesis, which is show number 10, which is based upon the true quantum destiny of mankind, which is show number 9, which, again, is understood by genetic editing, which is show number 8, that is manifested by your fractal antenna, your spinal column, your spinal cord, your spiritual antenna, which is show number 7, which receives a signal, which is show number 6, based upon your spiritual synthesis, or your spiritual photosynthesis, the same way plant transfers light into energy. It's the same way spirit transfers light or God into energy. That activates or is powered by spiritual neurotechnopeptides. And so, which is the result of show number 4, which is the quantum fusion induction state, which is your true state. You are quanta that has been fused together based upon show number 3, which is photon fusion, which is the light aspect, because remember, water and spirit. So we've got two things, quanta, and we've got light that are fused to produce an induction state based upon science or a glorified body based upon the Bible, which leads us to show number 2, photon physics, light injection. That's your glorified body. That's you. You are photon physics. You are light that has been ejected into this glorified body, which takes us to show number 1, reincarnation, resurrection. You are placed here to resurrect your light injection, which takes us to photon physics, which takes us right back down the ladder. So we can go up and down these 12 shows to show you what you should be doing in 2018. So in 2018, you need to understand that you are in this carnation. You are in this flesh so that way you can return back to your erection, your resurrection, your erection. What erection? The photon, the light that has been ejected inside of you needs to be fused. And once that photon is fused, then that produces a quanta, which is a package of information that contains light. That quanta is fused with your true state. That activates the induction state. Then your peptides now are spiritual peptides that activates your thinking. That produces, show number six, spiritual synthetics or spiritual synthesis, which activates your spiritual antenna. Now you can receive the signal from the Pitar. That changes your genetic code, which is show number eight, genetic editing. That genetic editing, that starts the process of taking you back to your true destiny, which is the true quantum destiny of mankind, which is show number nine, which results in what is called a nucleotide synthesis. That's the new heaven and new earth. That's the new body. It's been redone on a cellular level, which show number 10, which changes your position, which show number 11, so that now you got Christ entanglement. You are entangled with Christ, which activates show number 12, your spiritual sound or light body or your macabre, so you can return back to source. Show number 12. So, brothers and sisters, this year is going to be a very powerful year. This is like, for the people that want to understand the science and the spirit. Now, there's nobody that can combine science and spirit on earth better than me. There's people that can combine it, but nobody can do it better than me. This is my calling. So I'm going to take what the Bible says, and I'm going to tell you what science says, and I'm going to put them two together so you can understand. So you have the biological understanding, you'll have the biblical understanding, and you'll have the esoteric or the apocryphal understanding as well. And with the understanding of those three different levels, now you will be able to oscillate and vibrate and walk in your true calling, and you will be able to be exactly what it says in the Sophia of Jesus Christ. You will have authority over all things because you are now sons of light. So sons, because again, there is no giving in marriage in the spirit where there's no male and female. We are all going to be sons. Or some people would argue daughters. Or some people would argue spirits. I don't know what I shall be, but I shall be like him. So I'm not going to debate as what I be. I'm just going to quote what the scripture says. We don't know what we shall be, but we shall be like him. We're going to have a glorified body. So again, everybody, just simply go to the website, Master Teacher 33, click on the link that says donation for the members. Simply make the donation of $150. You're done for the entire year. Ain't going to cost you a dime more to listen to the series, these 12. If I do something else, you know, if the Spirit drops something else in my lap, but again, it's only $25 for the members. Non-members, different story. Now, for the non-members, we're going to do a scale, meaning if you pay before, what did I say, Saturday, Sunday the 27th, 28th, let's say Sunday the 28th, $300. After the 28th, from the 28th through, we'll go to February the 5th, 50% off, that's $600. After February the 5th, you pay regular full price, $1,200. For everybody that's a non-member of the Life Management System, you have a scale. The Life Management System, your cost is $150. Again, if you want to pay in full. Otherwise, you just pay $25 for each of the 12 shows. You do the 12 times 25. That comes out to $300 that you will pay for the entire series. That's still very inexpensive if you pay for it in full. But if you just want to take care of it up front, you can pay for it all before Sunday the 27th. Total cost for my life management team is $150 for all 12 shows. You're done for the year. That's why when I do a show, you ain't got to worry about making a payment or whatever. You are done. So, brothers and sisters, again, just go to the website. If you got any questions whatsoever, you can text me at 210-290-5927. Submit text. 210-290-5927. Or you can email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Again, you can email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. We've got 12 powerful messages set up for you for this year. It's going to be a powerful year. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.